here at the Co-op Financial Services Think 19 in beautiful Miami Beach. And look who's in the studio lounge.
Hello.
Celeste
all.
Zabelli. From, what's the credit? WPCCU, what's that?
Water and Power Community Credit Union in Los Angeles.
Oh, LA. All right, right up the road from me. I'm in San Diego.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Nice to have fellow Southern California in the studio lounge.
That's right.
We have to represent.
It's cloudy. We're representing, and we have better weather.
Yeah, we have June bloom outside, for sure.
That's
May gray. All right. Hey, we're talking about the co-creation councils.
That's right.
And you're on the member experience council. So what does that entail? What do you guys do specifically, and how do you guys work together with co-op?
Okay. Well, it's an honor to be on it. We meet four times a year. Twice virtually, twice in person. And what we do is we take a look at the co-op processes from a member's perspective. What is it like to be a credit union that works through co-op to bring the processes to our members?
Right.
And so it's almost like co-op is saying, all right, hold a mirror to us, show us where we look really good, and show us where, you know, there's a wrinkle or two.
Yeah, nothing wrong with
that. Tell us to fix it.
Right, right.
The thing that's so incredible to me is I've been in this business for a little bit, and I can't tell you another company that approaches trying to recreate itself quite that way.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them would never admit they had any wrinkles. But co-op is asking its credit unions, shareholders, and the other credit unions that work with them to help
them be better.
Be better.
Right. And that's how you find out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you get better, is to iron out those wrinkles like you're talking about.
Exactly.
So what is the mission? Well, so what's the overall mission? Is that the mission right there, is to kind of...
Yes. And it kind of morphed a little bit.
Okay.
Because we started out, you know, we talk about learning, iterative learning.
Mm-hmm.
So the organization as a whole also learned. We started looking at it from the members' perspective, and then we realized what we were actually talking about was operational excellence. We realized that in order to give that seamless experience to our members, the operations had to be perfect.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's the mission.
Okay.
Is operational excellence.
Okay, cool. And that's all about the member experience, of course. So
yes, it is.
Everything kind of connects, for sure.
It always does.
So what's been your experience being on the council so far? I think you alluded to it a little bit earlier when you were talking about, you know, co-op saying, hey, where can we do, what can we do better to
that's
help
right.
you guys?
That's
so
right.
Is that, what other experiences have you had on
well,
the council?
The I think the most important thing is, you know, we're all in this together, and the credit union industry is one of the few industries where there are no competitors, even though we are. I mean, some of us really do compete against each
other. I think it's called co-opetition.
That's it, co-opetition, exactly. But everybody is willing to share their good ideas. And some not so good ideas, so they can say, hey, don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's a win-win for everybody, because co-op's getting better. My credit union definitely is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that I'm able to add something to for others as
gotcha.
Well.
Gotcha.
It's been
gotcha.
Great.
Hey, you guys have also partnered with co-op in your digital transformation journey. So
yes.
How's that going?
You know, it's going really good.
Mm-hmm.
We converted our debit cards in October of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
We're now converting, we already converted our credit cards in March, and we are going to convert the call center in May. So we're all in, because we believe in the credit union mission.
Yeah.
And co-op's mission to be, you know, we're in this together.
Right.
Water and Power itself is a mid-sized credit union. We're just a little bit under a billion.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the bench strength to deliver these seamless processes to
mm-hmm.
our members.
Mm-hmm.
We need someone like co-op with the bandwidth to be able to deliver it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're all in.
Right on. I remember just under a billion credit union was a very large credit union.
Yeah, no,
now it's
that's
a mid-size.
Mid-size, yeah.
Well, how times have changed.
Yes, yes. We used to be okay, now yeah. we're, you know, got to get bigger.
Ah, you guys will be fine. You'll be
yes,
fine. So
I think
how
we will
does
be.
Your experience on the council help you or correlate with the digital transformation project?
Well, let me tell you a story.
Sure.
About how it's really helping me.
Okay.
This has probably happened to many people, not just me. But I had my credit card compromised. And I'm not going to tell you, be indiscreet to tell you what credit card company it was.
Mm-hmm. Mine's been there too.
So. Citibank.
Yeah.
But it was such an amazing experience. Within 5 minutes of the compromise, they called me. They told me, they gave me a list of purchases that they didn't think I did, and they were right. Mm-hmm. How they knew that, artificial intelligence, right?
Right.
They closed my card, gave me my new card, all over the phone, this is in 5 minutes,
wow.
and then told me in 2 days that they wouldn't require a signature, my new card would be FedEx. So I had the card number, I can continue using it for online purchases,
oh, okay.
already
wow.
a new one. And they already told me about all the companies that I have recurring charges with that they were able to transfer the new card number.
Really?
5 minutes.
That's amazing.
It is.
That is amazing.
I was the happiest consumer in the world. I was an extremely unhappy credit union executive because there's just no way that we could have done that.
Yeah.
No way.
Wow.
We couldn't, but co-op can. So I feel that my experience with the member experience council will help co-op deliver this seamless experience
yeah.
a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
And we have to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're going to have Gen Y folk, they love us,
mm-hmm.
but Gen Y wants it.
Right now. I think everybody wants it right now.
Yeah, I do.
You know?
I was wowed by 5 minutes and I had
yeah.
the terrible experience was made a whole lot
mm-hmm.
better.
Yeah, I think any demographic today wants it right now. So
that's right.
Yeah, so all right. So so what are your goals with the digital transformation? Obviously, I think that's one of them, immediacy, real-timeness.
That's right.
And how does your work on the council kind of help out with that?
Well, the only way we're going to get it is because we're all in with co-op.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way we're going to get there is to be able to affect changes within the council.
Mm-hmm.
And now is the best time. I look forward to every meeting that I have. I look forward to every Think conference. I started in Think 17 and it basically changed the way I looked at
really?
The entire industry.
Wow.
And digital transformation, we have to get rid of our legacy systems.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the process of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to think differently.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we're all in.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah, because
yeah.
you don't want to be, you know, I think it's become a cliche now that you don't want to be a blockbuster.
No.
That's the cliche now.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, and like, you know, the theme of the conference, opportunity, you know? These are the opportunities that are being presented to credit unions right now, and they got to
yes.
take them.
Yes.
Got to take them, just like you guys are doing.
That's the way we're, you know, and also data analytics is another huge goal that
mm-hmm.
we have.
Mm-hmm.
Our CEO is extremely committed to being able to bring that personalized experience down to the member.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we converted our online and mobile banking about a year ago.
Okay.
And to Alchemy, which is a system that's way more robust than the one that we have.
Okay.
We're putting resources there. So it's all about, it's not just about the branches, although you can never forget about the branches, but it's about, I think the gentleman that we listened to earlier said it best when he said or maybe it was Sam, that's who said it, when she said, it's not about bringing your members to the credit union, it's about bringing the credit union to your members.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want to do.
Precisely, yeah.
yeah.
You got to do that today, for
yes.
sure.
Yes.
All right, Celeste, I'll let you get back
out
at it.
Out of questions, huh?
I'm out of questions.
Great.
Anything else to wrap
no,
up?
No, I just wish everyone good luck, stay positive, and enjoy the conference.
Indeed, great message to end on.
Thank you
so much,
very
Celeste.
Much.